We begin the current daf Masechta Pesachim, daf Kuf Beis. We begin 9 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is we had a machlokes Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes regarding the halacha of Shinu Makom. Although we learned in the Braisa Shinu Makom Tzarech Levarach, not like Rabbi Yechon who said that even when you change places from different houses, you don't have to make a new bracha, the Braisa says clearly that you have to make a new bracha. However, Rav Sheshes said that's in all circumstances, whereas Rav Chisda said that's only something that you do not have to make the bracha achrayna in its place. Therefore, when you get up, it's like you finished the meal because you don't have to come back to make the bracha achrayna over there. Hence, when you go to start the meal in a new place, there you're going to have to make a new bracha rishayna. But if it's something that you have to make a bracha achrayna in the place where you ate, something that's chashuv, like for example, if someone ate bread or something from the Shivas Haminim, as the Rashbam explains, which is chashuv, you have to make that bracha achrayna in its place. Then when you're eating in a new place, since you didn't finish yet, because you would have to go back to make the bracha achrayna, hence you're like continuing it, and therefore you would not have to make a new bracha rishayna even with Shinu Makom. And that the Gemara asked from a braisa that seemed to say clearly, like Rav Sheshes and like Rav Chisda, to which the Gemara answered, as we see clearly from a different braisa, that is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. And the braisa that says like Rav Sheshes was going like Rabbi Yehuda, whereas the Chacham hold that no, something that is akru, lotzis, that they had to uproot their feet, in other words, something that they had a kvias makam, something that you would have to make a bracha chrein in this place, that then they hold that even if they left no one behind, when you go away and you come back, or if you go even to another place, you would not have to make a new bracha rishayna. That is where Gemara continues and says, Elataima, so fine. The reason why is that when, as it says in the Brisa, it was akru agleim that uprooted their feet, is the bidvarm hatu unim bracha lachrein bimkaimon, is because the Brisa that was talking about, that we had quoted regarding chaverim that were sitting around eating a meal, and they went out to go to the shul or the beis medrash, and that is where they were eating things that needed a bracha achrayna afterwards in the place where they were eating. And that's why the Rabbanan argue under Behuda, as Rav Chisda had said, he holds like the Rabbanan, who hold that even though Shinu Makom Tzarech Levarach, but if it's something that you don't, that you have to make the bracha achrayna in its place, which is what the term akra glein generally means, that then when you leave and you come back, or if you go somewhere else, then you don't have to make a new bracha achrayna, that is the kashen yaitzim when they leave. That then, into an bracha lemafreyam, then they do not need a bracha achrayna before they leave. Ukshen chayis, and when they come back, into an bracha leketchila, they do not need a new bracha rishayna, although there was a change of place. That is, although they went somewhere else and they came back. Or if they went somewhere else, avol dvarm she'in tu'n bracha achrayna b'mekayim, and however the inference would be, but if it was something that would not require bracha achrayna in its place, for example, they were drinking water or eating fruit, that is, sounds like that afilu rabbanan, then even the rabbanan would hold, k'shen yoitzin, that when they leave, then tu'unim bracha l'mafreya, that they would need a bracha achrayna first, u'k'shen chayisin, and that when they come back, tu'unim bracha l'getchila, that it would need a new bracha rishayna. It's only because they're eating something that does not require a bracha achrayna, that requires a bracha achrayna in this place, that is when they leave, since they're going to come back to make it anyway, they don't have to make a bracha achrayna and a new bracha rishayna when they come back. And therefore, let's say that's a refutation of Rabbi Yechon's opinion, that he had mentioned the previous stuff, that when you change places, you don't have to make a new bracha, and he doesn't differentiate between things that need a bracha achrayna in its place and things that do not. And yet here we see clearly that even though we're resolving Rav Chisda's opinion, and that is he's saying that Rabban Agon Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of things that need a bracha achrayna in its place, but it's definitely a difficulty on Rabbi Yechon's opinion, who says that you never have to make a new bracha rishayna, even for things that do not require bracha achrayna in its place. Yet the term of akra glein sounds like the Rabban only arguing Rabbi Yehuda, that you do not have to make a new bracha rishayna when it's something that requires a bracha achrayna in its place, like bread or wine. So that the Gemara comments, didn't we already refute his opinion previously on the daf that said that we have another braisa that says clearly that Shinu Makom Tzarech Levarach? So although we want to qualify, and this is the machlokes of Chisda and Sheshes, when do we say you have to make a new bracha achrayna? But definitely there is the halacha Shinu Makom Tzarech Levarach, which is clearly not like a Rabbi Yechon who says you never have to make. So what's the point of asking again? That the Gemara says, Neimam miha nami tavitu yufte, no, say that we could also refute him from this braisa. As Rashbam explains, that because if someone will come along and he'll be able to resolve the first braisa, or he'll say that this was a mistaken braisa that had an error inside of it, through proof from other braisas, then we'll have this other braisa to say that he's still refuted from another braisa. And therefore, maybe let's say that he's refuted from this braisa too. That the Gemara says, no. Amal Char B'yechon, B'yechon would tell you that Hu hadin da filad dvar mishein tun in bracha la'achrein b'mekayman. That truthfully, the halacha is that even things that do not require a bracha achrein in their place, For example, the halal, the bracha of burning the fashis, which are for things like water and fruit, where you do not have to make it in this place. Nami ain't tzarichin lebrach. The halacha would be that the chum would hold that even there one would not have to make a new bracha rishayin when you change places. But v'hadik tani akrek lein. But yet this that it says in the price of the term that they uprooted their feet, as we had explained, that that's usually a term that defines that it's something that you would have had to make the bracha achrayinah here. You had an established meal, and it's just because of the beis medrash, the shul, or the chasen kalah outside that you went out quickly. But generally, you would have to make it over here. So it sounds like they only say the halacha of not having to make a new bracha rishayinah when it's a bracha that you would have to make in its place, not like the halacha of Rabbi Yechonah. That Rabbi Yechon would tell you that's lohidiyacha koichad Rabbi Huda. The reason why they chose that term to talk about something that needs a bracha achrayin in its place was not for their opinion, because they hold it's even if you do not have to make the bracha achrayin in its place, you still would not have to make a new bracha rishayin when you have shina makam. But it's to say the chiddush of the opposing opinion of Rabbi Huda, that he holds that fil ledvarm shu tuunim bracha achrayin b'mkayman, that even things that require a bracha achrayin in their place, which Rav Chisda had said that Ben, as he said in the, which he's going like Rabban's opinion, that then you would not have to make a new bracha rishayna. And that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing that even there you would have to make a new bracha rishayna, like Rav Sheshes had said in the previous daf. And that is only there where did he say that you don't have to make a new bracha rishayna, is time of the nicha mixes chaver. If you left some tamid chum still in the meal that they're eating, and others, or just some of them, went to the shul or to the base medrash, and then came back, then is where Rabbi Yehuda holds that you would not have to make a new bracha rishayna. But if they did not leave over some Tamid Chacham, that is, everyone packed out, everyone left to the shul to base medrash, then Rabbi Yehuda holds, and that's the chiddush why we said, even in such a case, when they leave, tu'unim bracha l'mafreya, they have to make a bracha achrayin first. When they come back, tu'unim bracha l'ketchila, that even in such a case, where Rav Chisda says that Rabban hold like him, that you would not have to make a bracha rishayna, on that, Rabbi Yehuda, that's why we said the case, and that is not difficult contra b'yechna. Rabban would hold even if it's like a bracha bar in the fashas, that still you would not have to make a new bracha rishayna. But the chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that even where it's a something you would have to come back, and you would think going to a new place or coming back to the original place is a continuation because you would have to make a bracha achrayin in the place anyway, that is the chiddush Rabbi Yehuda, that even in such a case, if you're not leaving anybody and you come back, you have to make a new bracha rishayin in there. But this price at least is not a refutation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So the Gemara says, Tanika Vaseid Rav Chisda. We have a brisa that seems to say clearly, like Rav Chisda, that his opinion was that although there's halach of Shina Makam Tzarech Levarch, when you change locations from one house to another house, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. However, that's only things that like fruit or like water, which do not require a bracha achrayna in their place. So essentially, when you leave, it's like you finished because you don't have to come back to make the bracha achrayna. And when you start a new place, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. But that's not the case by something, let's say, by wine or by bread, where you have to come back. And if you're eating somewhere else, it's a continuation. The brisa says, Chaveim Shoyim Mesubin Lishtis Yayin. If they were Tamid Chacham that were sitting around in a meal drinking wine, va'akru raglein v'chazer, and they left, they uprooted themselves, and they come back, ein tzrichen levarach, you do not have to make a new bracha rishayin, as the Rashbam explains. That's clearly like Rav Chisda, that he said that things that require a bracha rishayin in their place, you don't have to make a bracha. And this is clearer than what we had said before, because here we say specifically, we're talking about wine, which wine is something that you have to make a bracha rishayin in its place. And that's why you don't have to make a new bracha rishayin when you come back. But whereas the brisa before wasn't clearly like Rav Chisda, because it didn't say explicitly that it's talking about the case of wine. However, the case of wine is this, exactly like his middle case, that is although shina makam you have to make a bracha, that is only in the case of something where it's like water or like fruit, but something like wine and bread, then is the halacha in tzarech levarach. Now the Gemara goes back to something that was being discussed in the Avkofa Mabez. Tarabayim learn the brisa. B'nei chabura shahi mesubin. If there were people from the group that were sitting around eating a meal, the kiddush alein hayom, that was the discussion on the previous daf and avkof, where and then it became Shabbos. The kiddush of Shabbos started. So what's the halacha? What do you do? You're middle of eating, and now it's Shabbos. So the bride says, mevin like kiddush yain. They bring for him a cup of wine. Va'oyim alav kiddushes hayom. He makes kiddush, the sanctification of the day. V'sheni on the second cup, oyim alav birchas hamazon. He makes birchas hamazon, which means to say that he makes kiddush. He finishes his meal, and then he begins the new meal. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that is like his opinion was mentioned previously, that the halacha of lahafsik, that you have to interrupt your meal if it comes Shabbos in the middle of the meal. However, as Rashbam explains, that since in the middle of your meal, it reached the time of making Kiddush, so first you make Kiddush, and then you interrupt your meal, and then you begin the Shabbos meal, because Tzarech Lahafzik Rabbi Yehuda holds. You have to interrupt, even if you start in the time, let's say Friday in the morning, when you're allowed to start the meal, when Shabbos, when it's Chashech, when it gets dark, you have to stop your meal. Just what we're learning from this Brisa is that you first make Kiddush, and then you bench, and then you start your Shabbos meal. Rabbi Yisraimer, as his opinion was mentioned also on the previous staff, you can continue eating until it gets dark, and that is what that means is that according to him, you don't have to stop your meal. And rather, as the Gemara continues, the Amud Beis, that he tells us that Gamrai, when they finish their meal, so you can continue eating the meal that you're eating from before Shabbos, you don't have to stop. But when they finish, Kais Rishon Mevarach Lav Berachas HaMazon, so the first cup they use for benching, V'Hasheni Amalav Kedushas HaYam, and then the second cup is what they use now to make Kiddush for the Shabbos meal. And as Rashbam explains, that the Kiddush of this is that they don't have to make Kiddush right away. They can first finish their meal, and then make Berachas HaMazon, and then make Kiddush. However, he says, if when Shabbos starts, what you do is you cover the food with a cloth and you make Kiddush, then for sure Rabbi Yisi would agree that that's definitely the best type of thing to do, as Rashbam had said in the previous stuff. Because if you don't say this, and Rabbi Yisi says that you have to do this, the first one, you first make Berachas HaMazon, and whenever it is that you finish, and then you make Kiddush, but then who would Shmuel be saying like on Daf Kov, that he says that what you should do is, neither like Rabbi Yehuda, nor like Rabbi Yisi, not to stop to take away the whole table, or to just continue, but rather to cover with a cloth and make Kiddush and then continue, who would that be like? So that's why Rashbam says that's like Rabbi Yisi, who, although you could continue and then make Birch and then make Birch Samaz and then make Kiddush, however, the best, the Lamolik Etchila type is to cover it with a cloth, make Kiddush, and then continue eating your meal. But the Gemara asks, Amai, what this that Rabbi Yisi just said, that what you do is that your first cup, when you finally finish your meal on Friday night, you make Birchas HaMazon, and then the second one you make Kiddush. But v'nimrinu l'tavayu, you should say both Kiddush of Shabbos and Birchas HaMazon, the benching, achad kasa, it should be on one cup of wine. And that is, as Rashbam explains, that this is only a question under Biesi, because according to Yehuda, that when you have to stop your meal and take away the table, you need to have most definitely two cups of wine, as Taisus elaborates. And he says, according to Biesi, since they're both going on the Suda of Shabbos, and that is because this meal that you're continuing, according to what Tosafot explains, will fulfill your chiyuv of the Suda of Shabbos. You could continue eating, especially if you do the way of covering with a cloth and making Kiddush and continuing along. So it should have been said on one cup of wine. But according to Yehuda, that's not a difficulty, because since the Birchas HaMazon is going on the weekday meal, and the Kiddush is going on the meal that's coming for Shabbos, most definitely you can't make them on one cup of wine. However, the question is, according to Rabbi Yisi, either the way the Rashbam explains or the way Taisa explains, is that you should make it on one cup of wine. Why do you have to make Berachas HaMazon and then make Kiddush? It should just be made on the same cup of wine. Some of Yehuda, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ein Oimim Shtei Kiddushes, you can't make two sanctifications, which it's a reference to Berachas HaMazon, that he's calling it Kiddusha, that's a Kiddush of the day, but it, essentially what it means to say is that two mitzvahs, one of Berachas HaMazon and one of Kiddush, you cannot make al kaisach. You can't make it on one cup of wine. My time, what's the reason? Some of Nachba Yitzchak, lefishein oisin mitzvahs chavilis chavilis. We can't make mitzvahs into bundles, like, you know, kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, where then it looks like it's a burden for you. Like, okay, let's get it over with. Let's do it together. No, each one separately, because you don't do mitzvahs in bundles. I'm about to come and ask, well, is that really true that you don't do two mitzvahs on one cup of wine? But Tanya Berlert Nabraisim, someone comes into his house on Matzah Shabbos, then the halacha is mevarach al yain. You first make the bracha on the wine, and that is, you make the bracha of Boi Priya Gofen, because it's based on the halacha of Tadr, B'she'ena Tadr, Tadr Kain. You always do the thing that's the more common, and making a bracha of Boi Priya Gofen on wine is very common. We make it many times. So the first one you make is Boi Priya Gofen. Then you make Va'al HaMa'or. Then you make the bracha on the light of the Boi Mar Ha'ish. And then V'ala B'sam, then you make the bracha of B'yumin B'sam. And that's, as Rashbam explains, that's like B'shamai, who his opinion is mentioned in Masechtas Brachas in Perek Elu Dvarim, that he says, first you make on the Ma'ar, first on the Havdalah candle, and then on the B'samim. V'achach Eimer Havdalah Al-Kais, and then you make the bracha of Hamavdal on the cup of wine. And the reason why that's last is because the first three were short brachas. The bracha of Havdalah, which is the long one, that one we leave for the last. Now, that's if you're coming just to make Havdalah. But if you only have one cup of wine for the evening, and you leave it till after you eat your suda of Malava Malka, your suda of the evening, And then you go ahead and you, as Rashbam says, the word mishalshan from the word of shalshelas, of a chain. That is, you chain them all, you attach them all together, together with the birchas hamazon. So the question the Gemara is asking is that you see you're making two brachas on one cup of wine, you're making havdalah together with the birchas hamazon. So how can you say you don't put two brachas together when here we see clearly that you're putting birchas hamazon together with the havdalah? And then the Gemara answers, ein leishani. When you don't have, that's different. When you don't have two cups of wine for the two brachas you have to, then you go ahead and you put on one. But we're talking about that you have, and therefore, since you have, you first make birchas hamazon, and then you make the kiddush of the Friday night meal. On that, the Gemara continues to ask. But when Yom Tov is after Shabbos, but when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, and that is much of Shabbos, it already goes into Yom Tov, where Shabbos is before Yom Tov, which starts on much Shabbos Sunday. The Islay, where you do have more than one cup of wine, and yet Vama Rav tells us that what's the nusach of the bracha? How do you say the Kiddush on Matzah Shabbos on Yom Tov night is Yakne, which stands for Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, which is the cup of, as the Gemara will elaborate on this on the coming Daf, the Yayin is the Bracha Bar Priagof, and Kiddush is the Kiddush you make the sanctification of Yom Tov. Ner is for the Havdalah candle, and Hey is the Havdalah to be Mavdal between Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos, and the Kiddush of Yom Tov. Now, as the Rashbam explains, the Gemara assumes right now that we're talking about the beginning of the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is coming out after Shabbos. The Seder night is on Matzah Shabbos. Now, where there, you do have many cups of wine, as we had learned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Arvah Pesachim, that even the Anish of Yisrael, even the poorest of the poor, he's not allowed to have less than four cups of wine. And yet still Rav is saying, Yakne, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Arvah Pesachim, and we're assuming that we're talking about that it's Pesach by the Seder. And yet still we see that we're making Kiddush, which is the Kof, together with the Havdalah, which is the hay, on one cup of wine. We said that if you have other cups of wine, because you have four cups of wine, you shouldn't be putting together two brachas, two mitzvahs, on one cup of wine. That Amri said that it's not a difficulty. Midaloy Omer Zman, from the fact that Rav did not say Yak Nahaz, he didn't put a Zayin over there, which the Zayin would refer to Zman, which is the brach of Shechayanu. He doesn't say that. Mechlal, the Shvish, al Pesach Haskin. Obviously, we're not talking about the first night of Pesach, which you make a Shechayanu then. And he doesn't say Zayin, which would refer also to Shechayanu. Must be, we're talking about the seventh night of Pesach, the last part of the Yom Tov, which is also Yom Tov, where there maybe he is a poor person and he only has one cup of wine, and that's why he's saying you make Yakta. But maybe you're right, if he wasn't a poor person, he would make it on two cups of wine. And the reason is, the chalmai da havilei, because whatever the poor person had, achale he ate, v'lesle, and he doesn't have any more cups of wine. And that's why you say yakna. But it's not a difficulty. It's not talking about that he has other cups of wine, because if you do, then you would make them on separate cups of wine. That the Gemara asked, but we have clearly, for Yom Tov Rishon de Islay, but the first night of Pesach, which, as we said, that even the poorest of the poor cannot have less than four cups of wine. And we see clearly that the Zayin is there. Va'amar Abaya, and Abaya said that what's the order of when it comes the Seder night, when it comes to the first night of Yom Tov, when you are making Shechayanu, where you have more than one cup of wine, you have four cups of wine. Abaya says you make Yakzina, which is Yayin, first make the Bracha Bar Pir Gofen. Then Kuf is making Kiddush, which is the Mikadish of the Yom Tov. Then the Zayin is Man is Shechayanu. Then Ner, then you make the Bracha on the candle. On the Boimer Eish, and then Hey is the Havdol is Hamavdol. For Rav Amar, Rav says differently. He says Yak Nahaz, that a different order. He says first you make the bracha Boimer Paragraf and the Yain, then Kiddush, then there, then the candle, then Havdol, and then Zman, then the Shechion that comes at the end. But one thing we see is that although you have four cups of wine, you're still making these two brachas, these two mitzvahs, chavilas. You're making it on one cup of wine. That seems to contradict what you had answered before, why Rabbi Yossi says that you have to have first one cup to make the birchas hamazon, and then another cup to make the kedushas hayom of Friday night. So not the Gemara says, Ella, rather, it's not a difficulty. Because it depends. Havdalah v'kiddush chadamilzi. Havdalah and kiddush is one thing. Both of them are because of the sanctity of the Yom Tov, of the holy days. And that is because even the Havdalah itself, you're mentioning the kedushas of Yom Tov, as it says, Hamavdal ben kiddush l'kiddush. So when we're making Havdalah for the Yom Tov meal, it's not any different than the kiddush that you're making of the Yom Tov meal. It's not a different entity, because even the Havdalah, you're mentioning the kiddush of Yom Tov. And that's why you can make it on one cup of wine. Whereas Birchas HaMazon, the Kiddush, the case that Rabbi Yossi was talking about, when one is Birchas HaMazon, and which is regarding a meal that you make in any meal, and one is regarding the Kiddush, which is regarding the new Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, Tre Mila Ninu, those are two different things. And that's why we said that, yes, if you don't have Ein Light, then as we answer, then you'll make it on one cup. When Yesh Light, when you do have more than one cup of wine, then you're going to make it on two different cups of wine because they're two totally different mitzvahs. Whereas there, the Seder night, even though you have four cups of wine, you'll make it on the first cup of wine because Havdalah and Kiddush are not two different things. They're both Torah Matzah Kedusha of the Yom Tov meal.